This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How does one cleanse their heart from hatred for someone who does wrong to them day in, day out? Then she said, I promise myself every day that I will ignore and forgive this person for the sake of Allah. But I fail every day because something new happens. It really doesn't matter what this person does, but what matters is, this is what I loved about the question. Let's see if you will feel what I felt. She said, doesn't matter what this person does. What matters is, I have failed Allah again, and all my good deeds are being eaten up by this hatred in my heart. I loved it. That's why I put it number one, hadha al question. I feel immensely burdened by this, and it saddens me that I am not the better, bigger person to completely clean the state and forgive this person. Please advise. I don't know how old, where is she? I just got the email and the question. This applies to all of us. Nobody in this room, nobody on with me online, nobody in this world have not lived a time, if not repeated time, where someone have bothered you, did an act of injustice to you. Truly, not you are perceiving it. It's real, right? Stabbed you in the back, disappointed you. So this is what I, when I read this, I say, welcome to the world. And this is why this life, dunya is dunya. So we all have to accept it, number one. Especially I'm talking to the young, because you are not yet, subhanAllah, I wish I was your age, but I didn't know anything and everybody was beautiful and nice. But the more we grow up, and it's part of the world and part of life. So this doesn't mean, okay, khalas, you do this to me, I'm going to hate you. This is what I say to myself before I will give you the answer. And I actually, some of these answers I really researched. Number one, what is the difference between me and everybody else? This is very important for you. Where are you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It doesn't matter, I'm not seeing everybody. I'm talking between me. That's why I loved the second part of the question, which it doesn't matter what this person does. And again, I don't know he, she, who's that person? But it is, every time I fail Allah, what is she looking at? She's looking at her relationship with Allah. That's where the starting point should be for everybody. Once you start seeing people, it gets very difficult, almost impossible. I really mean it. It's always whenever something good happens to us from through people, or here we are, the first thing it has to be two things. Why Allah allowed this to happen? Nothing happens without the will of Allah, right? When you say Jazakillahu khair, Allah allowed it. When you say you're the worst person I have met, Allah allowed it. So the first question is, why did Allah allow it? Meaning, what does He want from me? What does He expect from me? One. Two, how should I act in the way pleases Allah? Neither pleases me, nor pleases people. And this is where this verse in Surah Al-Hashr, and I highly recommend all of you memorize it like your name. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after He praised the muhajirin, the immigrants, and then Ansar, the helpers, He said, there is people going to come afterward. This is you and me. وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ, they came afterward. يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا. Look at the sequence. Number one, Ya Allah, forgive our sins. What does that mean? I probably have done this. Maybe I didn't do it intentionally. I am sure I've hurted somebody. I'm not an angel. None of us are. But usually what happens, we don't see our faults. We don't see our mistakes. And if someone comes and tells you your mistake, that's when you know who you are. How do you take that mistake? So number one, I will say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed it. And then what does He want from me? Those who comes afterward, يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفَرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا. Ya Allah, please forgive my sins. And not only for me, I'm not selfish. وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. And everybody that came before me, believers. Now comes the point, because the question is the feeling in the heart. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Ya Allah, don't put in our hearts ghil. It is not only anger and hate, it's a combo, it's malice. When you see that person, she or he, you really don't want to see them. And everything inside you changes. And you say, I don't want to see her, I don't want to see him. And then if any word comes in, what's the response will be? Immediately you have to say, رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Ya Allah, don't put in our hearts hatred to anyone just because they are what? Believer. This is what the verse said. It doesn't matter. Not all believers are angel. Not everybody does perfect, right? So number one, and this happens to me and I'm sure happens to you, and this verse literally like you put anesthesia on a wound. Immediately you look at this person and say, رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Ya Allah, don't put, you're begging Allah. You're turning to Him. This is an act of worship. You will be rewarded. I'll be rewarded. لَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Don't put any hatred inside me. Doesn't matter what they did. The other verse, which will help you not only clean your heart, but also makes you react in a best way, is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it to Sayyidina Abu Bakr. And you all know the story. When Sayyidina Aisha was accused, and then who spread the rumor? Now imagine you live in here, and everybody in town is talking about you. Not negative, in the worst case scenario. And you are the daughter of Abu Bakr and the wife of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Who spread the rumor? Who said, did you hear? Text, share, was his relative. His relative is poor and Sayyidina Abu Bakr always spend on him. So here the scenario is that Sayyidina Abu Bakr didn't do anything, on the contrary. And this man, out of weakness, just spread it. I mean, how many times we say things and you say, why did I say it? And then Sayyidina Abu Bakr naturally, this is his daughter, said, that's it. I'm not spending a penny on this man. Fair or not. And Allah revealed the verse. It's in Surah An-Nur. وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَيُؤْتُوا أُولُو الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَعْفُوا وَصْفَحُوا. This is the million underlines. فَعْفُوا وَصْفَحُوا. How can I do this, Ya Allah? أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَيَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And so what Allah is saying? He's saying those who have wealth and Allah has expanded their sustenance, do not stop spending. Specifically, this is Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Do not stop spending on those who are poor and they are immigrants for the sake of Allah. And then what will make me do it? Now, this is very easy said. This is not easy done. I mean, think of all the scenarios. And Allah says, فَعْفُ وَصْفَحُ. Two orders came to him. Forgive and pardon. Forgive meaning, I'm not going to retaliate. And I'm going to try to avoid you. فَصْفَحُ. There is nothing in your heart. And in general, I will respond even better. What a heart I need. Honestly. Right? What makes me do it? The next in the verse. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you want Allah to forgive you? And I say this to, I remind myself all the time, because we all go through this. How many times you and me, and show me hands, we have disobeyed Allah? How many times? Right? Just today. Don't tell me the number. Did He kept feeding me? Gave me all the things? Brought me in here? Brought you here? Right? Tomorrow will be, inshallah, even better. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you want Allah to forgive you? The answer is, that's what Sayyidina Abu Bakr did. نَعَمْ رَبِّي. He immediately talked to Allah. بَلَا وَرَبِّي. By Allah, yes. And he not only spend or reinstate the payment. You know what he did? He gave him even more. So this case has two parts. Parts is me internal. So this is what we have to do. And this is not going to be a day or two. This is constant. And then in your salah, in your dua, you say this dua. Clear my heart. If you don't know the ayah, you say, clear my heart. Don't let my heart have any grudges, hate on anybody. Now, second, this person is day in, day out. Try to avoid that person as much as you can. Again, she didn't explain what is the relationship. But if this is a friend, absolutely pull away. They will not change. You need to reach a point where you accept people the way they are. It's very hard, by the way, because you still have expectation. Avoid as much as you can. They text you, respond with one word. Respond, because it's actually salam and raddu salam. But minimum, one word. Don't argue. Don't try to explain. It's going to go nowhere. It's going to add. So again, I don't know. Imagine this is the parents. Imagine this is a child. Imagine this is a husband or a wife. In and out. That's what she said, day in. Or siblings. A lot of dua, and may Allah make it easy. Again, it is not easy whatsoever, but Allah makes things easy.